This is the Structuring Podcast.
G'day and welcome back. Terry Waugh here, and this is the Structuring Podcast. Today, I just want to answer a question, and the question is from Steve. And Steve's asking about what happens when a person dies, leaves money on trust to a few people, including minor children, until they become 25.
Hi, Terry. Just after some clarification, if you wouldn't mind. My father passed away recently with 8 recipients of his estate, 3 children, 5 grandchildren, ages 11 to 21. The will states they can collect their portion at the age of 25. We're looking at investing all 5 in the trust with the same strategy. At the age of 25, does the grandchild then take their 20% of the estate total, and do they pay capital gains when they do take that, or do they pay that down the track once they sell that? We realise that the trust will pay any tax along the way until the ages of 25. Any help would be great. Thank you.
G'day, Steve, and thank you for your question. All right. Now, I haven't seen the will, so I don't know the terms of the will, but generally in these sort of situations, it'll be generally a bare trust. So each person will be entitled to a gift, and a trustee will hold that gift until the child reaches a certain age. In this case, it's 25. However, there's an old case from England dating 1841, and it's called Saunders v. Vautier. And that case basically says when a minor child becomes 18, they can demand title to the asset be transferred to them. So even though the asset is held in the hands of a trustee, and the will says that should happen until they're 25, if they're absolutely entitled to the asset, they can demand that asset on their 18th birthday. That doesn't apply with discretionary trusts, and that's because no beneficiary is absolutely entitled to any assets of the trust. If they were, it wouldn't be a discretionary trust. So what happens to the income in the meantime? Well, the income's going to be taxed at the adult rate in the hands of the child, and it might be the trustee that pays that tax on behalf of the child. So the trust can still invest the money left, or actually assets might be directly left, shares or property, for example. Any income from those assets or from the investment can be taxed in the hands of the child, and because it's money derived from a will or a trust set up under a will, Section 102 AG of the 1936 Act should apply, and that will mean the adult tax rates apply even though they're minors. So each child could get $18,200 per year, not pay tax. And it seems there's more than one minor child, so the trustee can be the same for all children, but the trustee should probably keep each trust separate. So don't combine the assets, but to keep them separate for each specific child. Now, keep in mind, I haven't seen the will, so I don't know what it says, and it might be something different. So Steve, if you're listening, go out and get some specific legal advice. Thank you, and that's it for this week.
You've been listening to the Structuring Podcast. Check out the show notes for today's episode at www.structuring.com.au/podcast.